Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Shuva, September 27, 2014, 3 Tishrei, 5775, Ha'azinu, Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 52, Haftarah, Hosea 14, 2 through 10, Micah 7, 18 through 20, and Joel 2, 15 through 27. Devar Torah, Ha'azinu, Nursing Them with Honey from the Rock, by Shira Milgram. I've always thought it curious that it is customary on the holiday of Shavuot to eat foods made of sweet dairy, cheese blintzes, cheesecake, and so on. In all my childhood and adult years, I never heard a reason for this that made sense. Perhaps I'll learn others as a result of this column. One year, in my reading of this week's parasha, an idea jumped out of the text. Almost the entirety of Ha'azinu is the song of Moses. This is his second Shirah song, as the people of Israel stands poised to enter the promised land, the end of the wilderness journey. The first Shirah catapulted the people into this journey at the shores of the Sea of Reeds. This second poem is filled with images of God circling, guarding, and carrying the Israelites as an eagle would its young, a rock, steady, faithful, and perfect, a father who created and made us. Most surprising in this poem are the many feminine images of God. First, the rock. You neglected the rock who begot you, forgot the God who labored to bring you forth. Deuteronomy 32:18. And then there's my favorite. God set them atop the highlands to feast on the yield of the earth, nursing them with honey from the crag and oil from the flinty rock. Deuteronomy 32:13. God fed us and suckled us with honey from the rock. This primal metaphor of being nurtured by God's goodness, wisdom, and presence is framed with milk and honey, dairy and sweet. It is not surprising, then, on the holiday in which we open ourselves to remember what it must have been like to be so close to God's revelatory presence, we eat the foods that remind us of being suckled directly on that divine sweetness. This phrase also names Rabbi Lawrence Kushner's exquisite introduction to Jewish mysticism, Honey from the Rock, a book I read and reread. Mothering maternal feminine images of God are not limited to this week's parasha. Like Deuteronomy, the book of Genesis comes to a close with blessings and poems. On his deathbed, Jacob gathers his sons around him and blesses them. To Joseph, he says, "By the God of your father, who helps you, Shaddai, who blesses you, blessings of the heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies below, blessings of breasts and womb." Genesis 49:25. This poem takes the form of poetic parallelism, couplets in which each part echoes the other. Our poem, Shirah of Ha'azinu, is similarly structured. Give ear, O heavens, let me speak. Let the earth hear the words I utter. Deuteronomy 32:1. Ear, hear, let me speak, I utter. Earth, heaven. In the Genesis poem, God of your father is parallel with Shaddai, as heaven is parallel with earth. Rabbi Arthur Waskow suggests that we understand the divine name, Shaddai, as the breasted God. It is as obvious a suggestion as it is unconventional and unpopular. Rabbi Waskow notes, the name Shaddai is concentrated in the book of Genesis. Indeed, at the burning bush, God tells Moses, "I am the Eternal, Yud He Vav He. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai, but I did not make myself known to them by my name Yud He Vav He." Exodus 6:3. Moreover, Waskow points out, each time El Shaddai is invoked in Genesis is to invoke blessings of fertility. We read, "When Abram was 99 years old, the Eternal appeared to Abram and said to him, 'I am El Shaddai. Walk along before me and be pure of heart, and I will set a covenant between us and multiply you exceedingly.'" Genesis 17:1-2. "May El Shaddai, God Almighty, bless you and make you fruitful and numerous, so that you become a host of peoples." Isaac speaking to Jacob in Genesis 28:3. God appeared to Jacob again on his return from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, I am El Shaddai, be fruitful and multiply. A people and a host of peoples shall come from you, and kings shall go forth from your loins. Genesis 35:9-11. By the God of your father who helps you, Shaddai who blesses you, blessings of the deep that lies below, blessings of breasts, Shaddaiim, and womb. Genesis 49:25. This is Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat of return and renewal, a call to hear the shofar's cry, Hayom Harat Olam, today is the birth of the world, or today is pregnant with eternity. Spiritual wholeness will mean engaging the range of images our tradition offers us, so that we can indeed be nourished by honey from the rock. Rabbi Shira Milgram is a rabbi at Congregation Kol Ami and is part of a unique rabbinic partnership of two co-senior rabbis in White Plains, New York. She is the author of articles about Jewish spirituality, education, healing, and women in Judaism, and is the editor of a unique siddur used now for 2 decades in settings across the continent. She is blessed to learn continually about loving from her husband, children, and grandchildren.